Hi, I'm Mike McCarthy, and welcome to Talks with Testmeter, a series helping make sense of all things test and measurement. Today, we're discussing the growing demand for EV charging station testing and how instrumentation is developing to help. Joining me as co-host again is Testmeter's Chris Fox, and alongside Chris, I'm delighted to be joined today by our special guest, Mark Sherwood, Senior Technical Sales Manager at Fluke. As one of the biggest names in test and measurement, Fluke are a global brand at the very forefront of renewable testing solutions. Hello, Mark. Welcome. Thank you for joining us.
Hi. Many thanks for letting me come on and do this with you today.
So, Mark, with a huge drive to improve EV infrastructure over the next 5 to 10 years, there's a lot of work to be done, isn't there?
Absolutely. Fluke, obviously, as a manufacturer of test equipment, have had to obviously embrace this, we'll call it green revolution, if you like, and we're seeing the presence, obviously, of much more EV vehicles, as you rightly say, and therefore there's naturally demand on the infrastructure of that. So Fluke, obviously, as a leading manufacturer of test and measurement equipment, we've obviously had to produce equipment that helps people easily test this and obviously ensure that it's safe for people and operators basically up and down the country. Our aggressive targets, they're looking for best part of 300,000 supercharging points basically up and down the UK by 2030. So a lot of work to be done and a lot of testing to be done as well.
So, Chris, there's obviously going to be challenges associated with that, aren't there?
Yeah, absolutely. As Matt's rightly said, the infrastructure is forever developing. We've got that big target to meet by 2030. And there are so many different types of charging point available in the network right now. You've got obviously your home chargers, more powerful chargers that you might find at petrol stations. And you've got the really high powerful chargers as well. But what comes with all these different types of infrastructure, the different plug types and what have you as well? And a lot of the questions we get asked from our customers when we speak to them on the telephone is obviously what type of test kit do they need? What kind of adapters do they need in order to complete the relevant tests?
And obviously we've just touched on tests there, Mark. In terms of testing requirements, what sort of requirements are there?
Well, like any electrical infrastructure, it needs to be checked, as we say, through electrical safety standards. There's some IEEE standards, if you like, and these are 603, 64, which is one of the most common European standards we test to. And it lays down a basic number of criteria to do with testing of loop impedance, insulation testing, RCDs to make sure that should something fault happen, potentially it trips out in time to protect, obviously, users, infrastructure and everything else. So with this in mind, Fluke obviously have launched this year a number of different pieces of test and measurement equipment. We've got one called the FEV300, which is a test adapter. And we have a new unit called the FEV350, which is it's an analyzer, basically. So what it's designed to do, it's not just do the electrical test, but it's able to do a little bit more of a deep dive into what the faults and necessarily the issues might be with those charging points as well.
So obviously, we've talked about the standards that are present in EV testing. But what sort of challenges do you think there are going to be with this rollout of infrastructure?
Sure. So I think in terms of actually installing these charge points, there has to be a skilled contractor that can do that, that is registered, that is able to provide all the relevant certification. But as an EV driver myself, it's quite frustrating when you are driving around and then you come to a charge point and then it's out of service. And it's very rare in our experience that those faults are caused by anything to do with the installation side of the vehicle charger itself. And it's more than likely going to be down to an internal fault within the actual charger. And therefore, it's quite hard to get hold of a skilled tradesman all the time to actually conduct these tests to see what's wrong with the vehicle charger. And that leads brilliantly into what Fluke have released to market.
Yeah, I mean, so Mark, obviously, Chris has just sort of segued into that. From a solutions point of view, the one that everybody always thinks of course, is a multifunction tester and an EV adapter. So, I mean, I know Fluke have got examples of that.
Yep, you're exactly right. Fluke have got the FEV300, which is an adapter. In principle, all the adapter is like plugging your actual car or vehicle into the charge point, and then we can obviously connect up a multifunctional tester and then take the necessary measurements that are there, such as loop, impedance, insulation, RCD trip times, those kind of things, all the prevalent tests that are required for doing safety testing of a charging point. That's all it's there for, and that's what the FEV300 is there and designed to do. And it does it very simply. It's a very intuitive, easy-to-use unit. But the bigger problem, like has just been mentioned, has been obviously this next stage, if you like. Obviously, some of these charging points have been had high demand on them. They've been obviously out there in the field for a number of years. Maintenance of them might have obviously slipped after the original installation. So what the necessity's come for now is to actually start to look at maintaining this, because we're seeing, like just mentioned, there are failures out there. The grid, obviously, the demands that are put on them, that just the general consumer and the public using these testing and charging points, they just get worn, they get damaged, and we start to see failures. Like you said, we can get to a charge point now, and there, it isn't available, it's not working, and it's a frustration for everybody. So the demand was that Fluke come out with a unit, basically, that just not only does the standard tests, if you like, for functionality and operation, but when there is a fault, it can actually do some analysis in that. And that's what the FEV350 does. It is down as marked to be a Fluke analyzer of testing points.
So Mark's just touched on the FEV350. Obviously, it has differing benefits to the 300. Can you talk a little bit about that, Chris?
Yeah, sure. So the FEV350 is a multifunctional solution, as it were. We talked about the FEV300 being a standalone adapter that you'd need to couple up with an electrical tester to conduct the various tests. The FEV350 has a color screen on it, and it's also laid out really intuitively, which basically means that an operative can take this unit onto a vehicle charging site. They can actually program the site itself onto the unit, because obviously a site might have more than one charger. And then they can conduct all the relevant tests with on-screen prompts. We have touched on, you can do all the installation tests with the FEV350, although that requires separate test equipment. Am I right in saying that?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay.
The FEV350 is designed to be a starting point, basically. One of the key tests that people have required with testing on these charge stations is the RCD trip. The RCD test has been obviously a very fundamental test here, if you like. And a number of obviously meters have to have a 6 milliamp test built into them or a 30 milliamp RCD. EV charging points obviously have recommended through the testing of RDC DD circuits that you obviously have to have this test feature built into it. And our FEV350 has that built in. So again, it's a single unit to go and do that relevant test that you have there. But one of the main benefits that we have with the 350 is it's geared up to doing volume checks, volume testing, and not just that, documenting and keeping those records of all the work that you've gone and done as well. So just to elaborate on that a little bit, one of the key things that you have, and when we see them out there, these charging points scattered on the motorway is popping up on the sort of supermarkets, is there's a number of charging stations there. There might be 5, there might be 10, whatever, even up as many as 30 on these supercharging points. And what you see then is they're going to be doing the same tests over and over and over again. And not just that, they want to document it. They need to keep that record, that traceability. So where the 350 comes in, it not just obviously does the test, but it captures all those details within the unit, and they're able then to download them into some software so you can keep that as well. Now, one of the biggest and largest documented tests is the visual inspections that go along with checking these charge points. These are some serious questions, if you like, and obviously most things can be visually identified as a problem. And obviously to document them, obviously you need to go through it. And this would mean reams and reams of paper, obviously, if you're going out to obviously do it on these large stations and making all the notes. So if you're able to reduce that and save yourself some real downtime and put that information straight into a tester and then download it seamlessly into our TrueTest software, there's some real savings there as well. And that's just on top of, obviously, some of the other functions that we'll come to, obviously, in there as well. But I just really wanted to hammer home that this is not just a tester, an analyzer. It's actually a full documenting tool as well. So when they go out and do these large volumes, we want to make sure that people are able to save time and capture all this information accurately as well.
No, that's all great. Thank you. I mean, we've touched upon the requirements that there are for EV testing. Are you able to shed a little bit of light on how the FEV350 can help with that?
Yeah, sure. So obviously the full list of requirements as laid out by Mark earlier on, as specified in the European document, are all programmed within the FEV350 unit itself. Helpfully, what that means is that an operative of that unit doesn't need to be going and cross-referencing that specific standard, because everything is on screen and prompting the user when it comes to conducting those tests. So it's a really clever piece of kit in terms of how it is used, in terms of documenting all the relevant test results, as well as Mark's touched on. And it basically means that all this paperwork and all this traceable testing and visual inspecting is easier than ever before.
So obviously we've talked about the shortage of qualified electricians affecting the rollout of these 300,000 installations. How do we think the FEV 350, as an example, could help with that?
We've touched on it being frustrating when obviously a customer does arrive at a vehicle charge point for it to be out of order. And that's very likely because they're struggling to get hold of a contractor to come and electrically test that charge point to make sure that it is actually safe and that it is actually functioning. The benefit behind the FEV 350 is that this unit itself can be used by operatives other than qualified electricians to come on site, connect up the adapter using the intuitive display, and to carry out the actual the test on the charge point itself.
I mean, are you able to elaborate a little on that, Mark, as well?
Yeah, no problem. Well, like you've just said there, the 350 is an analyzer. It's not just a conduit or an adapter, if you like, to do the testing. And what we mean by this is that, yes, whilst it will do all the tests for installation and commissioning and all these things and documenting, where it comes into its own then is it starts to go into a bit more of a deep dive into why a charge point may not be working or there might be some issues with it. And by this, it has some analyzer functions within the unit as well, where you can plug into it, not just obviously installation testers, but we can plug into it a scope meter. We can plug into it a multimeter. And because it has this ability to look at the waveform, if you like, of what's going on inside the charging point, this helps, we'll call it repair engineers or technicians, actually do a little bit more of a deep dive into what's actually going on within that and obviously help them get to the root cause potentially of the problem. But like I say, we don't want to underpin here. This is a very self-sufficient unit as well. It's going to do everything on the car side of the charging point, and it's a self-contained unit. It's documenting. It's able to give you this analysis information. And then should you want to go to then obviously find this fault and then do a full test, you can obviously then take advantage of using an installation tester and then start to look at some of the other required tests that are needed there. But it's more about a solution, if you like, and aiming it at the masses of testing, the masses of documentation, the time saving that can be done for this. And that's where this unit's really going to come into its own.
So obviously we've touched on the functionality of the FEV 350, but how does it work in terms of traceability and software?
Okay, thank you. Well, I touched on it very loosely earlier, mentioned that we do have a software program that would maintain the records and enable a relationship, if you like, between the meter and the software. That software is our TrueTest software. And within the TrueTest software, there's a module for EV testing. Like I said briefly, there's quite a lot of documentation that goes around checking and testing, obviously, each of these charge points. And producing a nice report or keeping that documentation for future reference is obviously key. So the TrueTest software is able to not only maintain the records, it documents them, it can produce reports for people as well. And it's a seamless way. There's a nice conduit between the two. And what also a benefit of this as well is that should you have a big job coming up, you can actually upload information into the FEV 350 before you go to site, like the number of charging points you want to do and set them all up and have the same test delivered, or even bespoke some test sequences that you may want to do specifically for that. So having the relationship between the FEV 350 and the TrueTest software is a real plus, basically.
Finally, this is obviously a new type of instrument. And there's a lot of people out there who aren't necessarily familiar with the FEV 350. So can you tell me a little bit about how Test Meter help with that?
Absolutely. So yes, it is a new unit on the market, but interestingly, there's nothing else like it on the market either. And where that might be a bit difficult for customers to make the decision is, obviously they've seen videos of this product online, which, you know, are fantastic, display how this unit is going to be used. It's very often that customers actually need the unit in their hand to be able to make a decision as to whether they're going to be investing into this piece of test equipment. And that's where we can help. So we have a couple of different options for our customers. We can either short-term loan the unit to a customer who's potentially interested in buying, so they can actually put it into its paces in the field. But we also have a try before you buy as well. So for anybody that wants to actually try the unit before they actually commit to purchase, we can arrange that as well.
Oh, lovely. No, it sounds like there's a lot of options out there.
Yeah, I mean, moreover, we've got the staff available as well to actually go on site, potentially with Mark as well, to help our customers. And because another thing is, obviously, if they're trying this unit, it might not be that they're overly confident in using the unit, although it is very intuitive. So thereby, with a little bit of help from one of our colleagues, or even indeed somebody from Fluke, Mark, you know, that will really help that customer as well.
Thank you, Mark and Chris, for joining us today.
Thank you very much for having us on.
No worries.
If you'd like more information about EV testing solutions, please do go on our website or get in touch, and we'd be more than happy to help. Thanks again to our guests, and I hope you'll join us again next time.